How bright art thou, whose starry eyes to cruel tyrants prove, and though I fall, your sacrifice can no compassion move. I die, I languish in despair, and yet no pity find. Oh, hear at last, loved nymph, my prayer, sweet Phyllida, be kind. How oft beneath the myrtle shade have I adored thy name, and with thy charming beauty played until I catch this flame. Kindled a fever in my breast, enraged by love's fierce wind, then pity him who is oppressed, sweet Phyllida, be kind. Be soft, thou wonder of thy sex, as down of silver swans. Such beauty ne'er was made to vex heaven's earthly darling sons. Pity my sighs and groans, O hear poor me express my mind. To his melancholy moans give ear, sweet Phyllida, be kind. A truer swain no nymph can love, nor nobler passion gain. A chaster flame in none can move, though here it finds disdain. Though all in vain I grieve and moan, and can no favor find, but though disdain, despair drives on, sweet Phyllida, be kind. Poor Corydon implores thy love, no longer cruel be. For if you still disdainful prove, and still will torture me, behold, unto the shades I go, for restless love assigned, to hinder me from shades below, sweet Phyllida, be kind. And on the rock let me not lie of doubt and sad despair. 'Tis better far at once to die than wade through seas of care, where peevish coyness and disdain do tempest toss the mind. To ease me of my wretched pain, sweet Phyllida, be kind. By all the woods, the hills, and springs, where'er our flocks have been, and by the bird that nightly sings, and all the stars I've seen, my passion shall forever burn, till I a grave do find. Then let me not thus sigh and mourn, sweet Phyllida, be kind. How often have you whispered charms into my willing ear? How oft been panting in my arms, my ravished thoughts to cheer? But oh, the state of things below, they change as doth the wind. Yet ere I to death's slumber go, sweet Phyllida, be kind. Triumph not in my misery, nor smile to see me grieve. Oh, pity me, or else I die, none else can me reprieve. Injure not your sex by thus bearing a cruel mind, lest for your sake disdained they curse, then Phyllida, be kind. Alas, 'tis all in vain I plead, she triumphs in my woe. Oh, thus 'tis better for to bleed than love's fierce tortures know. Ah, welcome death, thou certain cure for a diseased mind. Thy scorns no longer I'll endure, proud, cruel, and unkind.